All right, welcome to an emergency podcast here. Patriots Week 4 is in jeopardy. My goodness, Cam Newton tests positive, and there's a ton of questions as to whether the Patriots are even going to play. They were supposed to leave at 1 o'clock today. Of course, that hasn't happened. They haven't left yet. Now, there's no official decision yet, of course, but news just also came out that Jordan Te'amu, who is a practice squad quarterback for the Chiefs, he also tested positive. So you got a positive in the Patriots locker room and a positive in the Chiefs locker room. Who the heck knows what's going on? Now, the argument for the Patriots not leaving, okay? Here's the argument for the Patriots not leaving, okay? On one side, you have Minnesota, who Tennessee played last weekend, who had zero positive tests. That means during the game, they didn't pass the COVID back and forth at all, right? So you get that going for you. But here's the negative. Number one, you may not test positive right away, right? So maybe Minnesota has it, but hasn't tested positive yet. And maybe that's coming this week. Who knows, right? Because so they say, at least, if you get it on Monday, you may not test positive on Tuesday. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen if someone's going to end up testing positive. Maybe Minnesota ends up testing positive on Tuesday. And now it's like, now they've played another game. But the argument against the Patriots going is that this is now spread throughout Tennessee's locker room. And how did it spread throughout Tennessee's locker room? Well, a good chance and a big reason maybe why it spread through Tennessee's locker room is the fact that they took a trip to Minnesota on the plane together with all that air circulating over and over again. And then here you go, right? I believe their game was on the road, I think. I don't think I'm just making things up here. And so, you know, then that's a serious question, okay? So what's going to happen there as far as, is it safe for the Patriots to fly? You know, are the Patriots going to be able to fly? And if they can, you know, then what the heck? I don't know what the heck they're doing. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, that's really kind of the big question to me is that, you know, what the heck's going to happen and what's going to happen moving forward? And it's not just, they were on the road. Yep. Okay. I was right. So it's not just the fact that you have the Patriots now, but now you get the Chiefs. Oh boy, here we go. Schefter news. Hold on. Right now, literally just came out. Postponed, expected to be played Monday or Tuesday. So officially postponed, definitely not being played until Monday or Tuesday. That officially just came out from Adam Schefter right now. But again, that the same thing happened with the Tennessee game, right? The Tennessee Steelers game was supposed to be played Monday or Tuesday. And then more guys tested positive, so they didn't play. But now, as a Patriots player, how are you going to feel about getting on an airplane with, you know, knowing that someone tested positive in your locker room? And now there might be guys that are carrying that COVID. I mean, N'Keal Harry sits next to Cam Newton in the locker room. And they're not wearing masks in the locker room. So he sits next to him. Cam just tested positive. So how is it even possible that N'Keal Harry doesn't have it? You know, like, and again, we don't know that he does, of course, but if you look at it and say, you know, Schefter just tweeted it out. So Schefter just tweeted that out, postponed. I mean, oh my goodness, this is crazy. And this is something that I don't know if we had seen it, if we had seen what was going to happen here. I'm not sure. What the heck's going to go on. And like I said, the Chiefs have one in their locker room too. So it's not just the Patriots. It's also now the Chiefs, too, have one in their locker room as well. So, yes, you get the guys out of there. But at this point, what are the chances that now the Patriots play the Chiefs and then we go from there? I don't know. I just don't know. And I realize they want to get this done. And I realize we want the NFL to continue. But at a certain point, do we have to look at this and reevaluate and say, okay, what are we doing? You know, do we need to do some sort of bubble? Right. And I know the bubble's not ideal. And I know there's a ton of guys and there's a ton of players and they've had no time to set it up. But like the arrogance, and this is the thing, the arrogance of the NFL to think that they can set this all up without a bubble. You know, that's the thing. And Ethan, like you said, man, I don't know how this could be the last of the positive tests for the Patriots and the Chiefs. I don't know how it's even possible. If you share a locker room with those guys, how could you possibly do that? I don't understand. I don't understand how you know, how we're doing this, right? And again, if the Patriots all test positive, you know, or they start to have an outbreak, just like, you know, just like the Titans did. Well, now, you know, now the Titans game next weekend is in question because they got so many guys testing positive. So if the Patriots now start testing positive, like, just, man. And the question becomes, where did Cam get it from? Did Cam get it from a teammate? Did he get it from, you know, he has not seen his kids. So, like, it's not like he got it from his kids going to school or something like that. He even said that he hasn't seen his kids. So, like, so now it becomes a serious question as to what's going on, right? Of course, my first thought was who's going to start a quarterback, right? But that clearly, you know, is secondary. But that's one of those things where it's like you start to think football-wise and like, okay, well, what's going to happen now? How are they possibly going to be the Chiefs without Cam Newton? And then it's like, well, wait a second. That doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't even make a difference because at this point, you know, who the heck knows? And that's – and Andrew, you're so right. Like, the foolishness of the NFL to think that they could, you know – and again, like I said, the arrogance. That's what really hits me is the arrogance of it, you know, that they think that they can, you know, run this whole season without, you know, without a bubble. And you look at the leagues that have been successful with it, you know, and they've run it without a bubble. And I get the MLB, like, but there was a shortened season. You had Miami, a million of those guys tested positive. So, like, I just don't know where we go from here. I don't know where we go from here. And, you know, Cam is a very well-known player. Now he has COVID. Okay. And again, like I said, I mean, he's the quarterback. He's touching every single football. He touches every single football that is there. And so, you know, he touches every single one of them. So then every player is touching the footballs. Then it's like you get the centers. Well, Andrews was touching the football. Now Andrews is out. So then you have Joe Tooney. Well, how does Joe Tooney not have it? You tell me Tooney doesn't touch the same football that Cam touches. Then he touches his face or touches his hands or whatever. And then now he, like, there's no chance that these guys don't have it. And so that's the thing to me. Like, I just don't, you know, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do it. And I think, yep, so the official statement from the NFL just came out. Rappaport? No, Schefter said that one source added that Tuesday is more likely than Monday for the Patriots game. And so we'll see. It's all going to come down to what the heck's going to happen. But my goodness, I mean, this is the thing. Like, this now here we are. And again, it's not that big. Look, not that baseball, you don't touch people and stuff, but like baseball is a far less physical sport than football is. You know, you got all 11 guys on both sides, you know, that are all hitting each other all the time. The ball is flying around. Like, so that's really the question to me now is, can we keep these guys safe? And that's always been the question anyways. But now it's like you're starting to see outbreaks again. Now what's going to happen? Now, the question that I have is, well, that's it. That's it, Ethan, right? Next Sunday, you're right. The Patriots are playing next Sunday against the Broncos. They're going to play Tuesday night football against the Chiefs, which, by the way, Schefter just tweeted out, it looks like it might be Tuesday night football. You're going to play Tuesday night football against the Chiefs on the road. Now, they're at home, luckily, against Denver. But even still, you're going to play Tuesday night football on the road and then come home and play on Sunday. Now, you would argue that you can't really do that. But then again, when you have Sunday and then you play on Thursday, it's like they do it. They do that stuff. So, like, you have, you know, it's not an unprecedented amount of time to have off. So I would say for a 1 week thing, especially with the Patriots having a bye week the following week, I think for the Patriots, it's not a big deal. And for the Chiefs, you know, I guess I'm assuming they're probably playing on Sunday as well, but my goodness, I mean, the Patriots in this situation, and again, it's the Chiefs too, like, it's not just the Patriots, but you know, when you both have positive tests in there, I mean, man, it's I don't know what the heck they're going to do. I don't know how, if this keeps happening. Now, this is now the same week this happened, right? Now, we're talking, you know, everyone's been talking about Tennessee and how terrible the situation in Tennessee was and how it's only going to get worse, you know, and what they've had 16 players test positive in Tennessee, 16, and I'm sorry, 16 members of the organization. So 8 players and 8 staff members test positive. And so now, of course, they postponed the game. Next week is up for, you know, who knows what's going to happen. And if you're the Patriots, if you're a Patriots player, yes, okay, no one's tested positive yet, but you're going to get on a plane with the rest of those guys? And I'm looking at N'Keal Harry like, bro, don't touch me, man. Don't come anywhere near me, buddy. Because you've been sitting next to Cam, right, in the locker room for the last few weeks. If Cam is sick, he's got to be sick. And so that's the thing for me is, like, it's only by the grace of God that these guys wouldn't be sick already. And so it's like, yeah, you haven't tested positive yet, but just because you haven't tested positive yet doesn't mean you don't have it. And so that starts to become the real big question of, like, when do those positive tests start taking place, right? And I don't know the science. I don't know all the science behind it, so I'm a little ignorant on the science there. But, like, is it possible that Minnesota, who played Tennessee last weekend, starts testing positive this week? You know, and so, yeah, okay, they play Sunday, great. But then it's like Monday, Tuesday, all of a sudden Minnesota's testing positive. Well, Minnesota just got on an airplane and flew to Houston. Well, now they just played Houston. So now it's like, you know, and then all of a sudden there's an outbreak going on in Minnesota because a bunch of the guys there have it. And then it's like, now there's questions about Houston. And so it's like all this stuff is going, you know what I mean? And that's, so it normally takes a week to show symptoms. You're right, Andrew. But, like, but the question is like the test for me, right? Because these guys are getting tested. It's not like, you know, and that's where I just don't know. I don't know the science behind it, right? These guys are getting tested so often that it's like, you don't have to wait to see symptoms to test, you know, to know. But, oh, I love the shirt, buddy. But, you know, like, that's, oh, your shirt too. Love it. But that's the stuff that I just don't know, you know? And again, like, who knows what's going to happen there? And my goodness, you know, like, that's the stuff that's scary. And Andrew, you're totally right about that. Like, everyone's in close contact with him. Everybody's in close contact with him. You know, like, it's everyone. It's McDaniels, it's Belichick. He's the quarterback. He's a starting quarterback. So he's talking to everyone about everything, you know? So it's not like, and Tiamu is a practice squad guy. So he's just a practice squad guy, but even still, he's in the locker room, you know? So that's where it becomes even more challenging. And man, I don't know. I just don't know. Of course, listen, you have to understand as a fan, I want to see the season continue because I love football and I love fantasy football and I love everything about the Patriots and I want to see that. But, like, from a person standpoint, like, you have to worry about these guys and if they're going to get sick, and if they get sick, how much does that impact them? And, like, you know, and yes, of course it's COVID and you would think that most of these guys can recover from it, but there are college athletes right now that they've said, like, they're seeing, you know, an uptick in pulmonary issues with these college kids that are in great shape and are fantastic athletes. And, like, they're having issues from COVID that are long lasting. And so, like, it becomes a question of, like, how much do we push until we figure that out, you know? And again, if you're New England and you know, like, Cam had it, everyone's been in close contact with him. And, like, do we get on an airplane? And then we were breathing that recirculated air the whole time. Sure, we'll wear a mask. Sure. But, like, how much is that going to stop us from getting it in the airplane? You know? And that's the thing. Chris Christie tested positive. That's not good. So, well, that's it. So, okay, so 5 to 9 days, Ethan. Okay, so if it's 5 to 9 days, if that's the case, then you may not see any Patriots test positive until next week, right? So it's like you get on that plane, nobody's positive yet. But then next week, all of a sudden, then a bunch of guys are positive and they've been – and now you're breathing all that recirculated air from those guys and now a bunch of guys are sick. And so now you start worrying about, you know, all those things going on. Now, the Patriots have a bye week coming up. Not next week, but week six, that is. They have a bye week. The Chiefs – let's see. Chiefs schedule. Just out of curiosity here. The Chiefs bye week, it looks like – is after the Panthers game. So that's what? So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So they're week 10. So, you know, I don't know now. Do the Patriots reschedule? Do you reschedule to the Patriots bye week? And, you know, or do you reschedule to the Chiefs bye week and then try to reschedule the game? Then that becomes all those questions. Like, who are the Patriots playing week 10? Could they play that game week 7 instead? And then you start moving things around. Like, who the heck knows? You know, and that's what they're going to try to do with this Pittsburgh game. But it's like, okay, the Pittsburgh game's going to be played here, but then I got to move this game because this guy's playing here. Like, there's so much that goes into it and so much thinking and thought process that goes behind it to try to figure out to play this game. Like, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. And I get, well, that's right. And so then how effective the testing, man, there's so many questions about it, you know, like, man, but like, then it becomes, so I talked about this. I don't remember. Oh, I think it was Friday. We were talking on the AFC podcast just about like, you know, what we can do and what next steps would be and stuff. And I mentioned, you know, I mentioned 2001. And in 2001, they, of course, had to cancel the games because of 9/11. And what they did is they moved everything back 1 week. So the week three or four, whatever week that was, week three games or week two games, whatever week that was that they canceled, they moved everything back and they pushed that to week 17, or week, technically would have been week 18. So everybody got a bye week that week, and then everyone was scheduled at the end of the season. And so they pushed everything back a week, which is why that was the first Super Bowl ever played in February, because everything got pushed back a week. And then, of course, they've been playing in February. Matter of fact, interestingly enough, the Patriots won the first three Super Bowls played in February. For a time, they were the only team to have ever won a Super Bowl in February. But either way, you know, can you do something like that this year? Can you say, all right, we're gonna add another week and we'll play these games that get played? But then the problem becomes, okay, that's all well and good, but what if, you know, what if the, I don't know, let's say the Titans are playing the Steelers, so you schedule the Titans game for that one, but then what if the Steelers are playing another team that has an outbreak? And then so that game gets, well, now the Steelers are two games. You can't play two games in the same day. So that's the thing, you know? And so that's the issue. And right, you're totally right, Andrew, and that's the thing. Like 2 to 14 days is the period for when symptoms come in, right? So that's like, okay, some guys will test positive now, but then will some guys wait like 7 to 10 days to test positive? So then that's becomes a serious question about, we don't know the answer. We just don't know the answer to any of that stuff. And so there's so many questions about, you know, what's going to happen with the season moving forward, and how's the NFL going to deal with this, and how are the Patriots going to deal with this, and how are the Chiefs now going to deal with this, because they have a guy tested positive. So there's so many question marks. And yes, it seems like the NFL is just going to put their head down and try to push through it, right? Because that's what they're doing, right? There's, I mean, when you look at, and this is the thing for me, you look at the amount of money that's on the line here. And yes, of course, the NBA has a lot of money. And yes, of course, the MLB has a lot of money. And yes, of course, the NHL has a lot of money. But when you talk about the amount of money that's spent gambling, fantasy football, TV contract, all that stuff, football blows them all out of the water. Oh, every single one of them blows them all out of the water. So the amount of money, the billions of dollars that's invested in the NFL is the reason why they're pushing through. They're just saying, oh, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll reschedule for Tuesday. You know, because there's so much money on the line and so many different people, so many different groups of people have so much to lose if they don't play. So, of course, they're just going to try to push through. But, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what the heck they're going to do. And that's the thing. Well, and you're right. And that's, Ethan, that's 100% the point. Like, do they have, like, an actual plan moving forward? They don't. Their plan is just, we're moving forward. We're going to keep playing because we have to, because we don't have a choice. And, you know, and really, it's scary. It's scary to think that this is where we're at. We have a professional sports league that's in the middle of a pandemic and they don't have a plan moving forward. And it's like, you know, school systems were set up and have a plan. Local governments were set up and have a plan. The MLB, and well, maybe not the MLB so much, but like the NHL and the NBA, they had a plan. The WNBA, they had a plan. The NFL has no plan. They're just like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to test you. I mean, yeah, we'll test, sure. And then they were like, oh, wow, Tennessee, oh, my goodness, they had a bad outbreak. You know what we should do? Let's test every day. We'll test every day. We're not going to say, well, you know, now we got to test every day, apparently, right? And, you know, you deal with that one way, and you say, oh, okay, wow, okay, the tests are really, oh, crap, there's a lot of them. All right, I guess we got to reschedule. Well, now it's like, okay, the Patriots, one guy tests positive. Okay, great, one guy tests positive. You can't leave today, but, you know, you leave tomorrow instead. You'll be fine, you know? And it's like they don't have a plan. And like you said, Ethan, just winging it. They're just saying, yep, no, we're just, I don't know, whatever lets us play. And that's really the issue, you know? And so, and you're right, Andrew, about the quality of play, man. I mean, the quality just suffers. because then there's a question of what's going to happen. And listen, I think the NFL is different because they are the only ones where their contract isn't guaranteed. So now the question that you know, faces all of these guys is, if we don't have a season, do we still get paid? You know, do we still get paid if we don't have a season? And man, like, I just don't know, right? That's all stuff that we don't know. And so the players want to play because that's what they do and that's their livelihood and everything else. But like, I from a fan perspective, you look at it and say, what the heck, like, how good is this really going to be? And, you know, what the quality of play is going to be and everything else. And so it just, that can be really frustrating. And so, anyways, I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen moving forward. So, but yeah, Patriots week four, it's, I don't know. We're in some serious trouble. We're in some serious trouble. Not just this week, but, you know, as I said, moving forward after this week, I just don't know what's going to happen. So before I leave, anyone want to say anything? Anyone got anything to add? Or, you know, you come up and talk if you want, or just write something in the chat or whatever. But all right. Okay. Well, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. And, my goodness, this is one of those things, man. So, but anyways, thanks for listening to anyone listening podcast form on Pat's Pulpit. Appreciate it. I'm talking on the locker room app right now. So if you haven't downloaded, it's going to be in the app store in about a week or so. So make sure you download that when it comes out. A lot of fun and some good interaction, as you heard me, you know, talking to people in the discussion board. So thanks for listening, guys. And, we'll talk to you soon. And hopefully we'll be on Tuesday night talking about the Patriots game against the Chiefs, but we'll see what happens. See you guys.